Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, who is this?
This is Luigi Notis. I'm the acting board chair of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you will hear will be the panel lead for this hearing, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
This is not me.
Oh, it's not.
Hi.
I'm off today. I'm sorry. The Honorable Mr. David Neal, sir.
Okay.
Hi, sir. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
My name is Anthony Cadman. My DOC number is 301489.
Thank you, sir. We're going through the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to use the board members who will conduct the hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman. We have the Honorable Louis Canonis, who is actually the acting board chairman today. And we have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and I also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification advisory of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yeah.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or representing yourself today?
Representing myself, I don't got an attorney.
All right. Well, you don't necessarily need one. Some people want one, and they pay to have one to represent them, but it's not necessary.
Can I say something?
Well, as we go through the process, after swearing you and Mr. Turner in, and then you'll have an opportunity to speak here shortly. Okay. There's certain amount of this is procedural decorum, okay?
Okay.
All right, so at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, so what is it you wanted to reference right now?
Stating that, you know, when I was on supervision,
Okay. Well, if you want to talk and discuss the warrant and the supervision, we'll get to that in momentarily, okay?
Okay.
You have ample opportunity to present your side of this.
Okay.
So, the hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, if they've been violated, we'll determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is for phase one, I'm going to read the two allegations that are under one. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
So allegation number one is violation of Arizona Commission of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by the use of alcohol on or about January 9, 2019. Put a task lab report dated January 10th, 2019. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right. And allegation number two is a violation of order of unconditional supervision. Number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 12217 West Winslow Avenue, Taliesin, Arizona, on or about January 16, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, so it will rush you in a scan from supervision. Is that one true or false, sir?
That was true.
Okay. Yes, in case two, you have an opportunity to explain the circumstances. Okay, sir.
Okay.
All right, so based on the initials, Mr. Cadman, I'm going to find that he did delinquent as he violated terms of condition of supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal areas or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, sir, we'll be moving into phase two shortly, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay right there on the phone and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Cadman was released from ADC custody on 12-20-2018 and arrested on 2-11-2019 by the Mesa Police Department. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 2-11-2019 with an adjusted CACD of 7/28/2019 with 26 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2014, aggravated assault, 9 months. This is his second term at ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG information noted. Prior term to supervision, 2015, TIS release, absconded for 30 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs and threatening noted. However, after his return to custody, he did receive disciplinary that he was found guilty of on 3/11/2019. Other arrests, 2005, concealed weapon, Colorado. Oh, I'm sorry. There were other charges, however, the charges were dismissed or not filed. Is a GB score G2, B3. At the time of police contact, the offender was found drunk and passed out.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Cadman, we're going to move over assembly of your case supervision. So for residents, you have approved residing changes in Mesa, and on 12/21/2018, PO1, received a discharge letter stating that you never reported the changes on 12/20/18. And on 1/2/2019, you were reported to MRPA and were approved to reside at 1221 West Springfield Avenue. Boy, I was in Towson. You discharged due to becoming threatening and aggressive towards staff. That was your last known residence. So, what happened that you got discharged that last time, sir?
Which resident is that? Is that the Winslow or the Towson?
We have Winslow Avenue address.
I didn't threaten nobody there, sir. I didn't threaten nobody.
Okay, well, so you became threatening and aggressive and you were discharged. So
I totally disagree on that one.
Okay, well, so but they did discharge you.
I did left on my own, though.
Okay, well, yeah, but if you leave without permission, or if you leave with permission but don't come back when you're supposed to, then they do a discharge letter. And sometimes they will tell, an offender to leave because of whatever behavior, use of alcohol, use of drugs, whatever it is, and they do a discharge whenever you leave when you're not supposed to. So when you left, where did you go?
I went straight down to the shelter. I was on Jefferson Street. I was down in Cass.
Okay, so.
But at the time, I wasn't drinking or know nothing. I wasn't doing nothing of that.
Okay, why didn't you contact your PO?
Because I was kind of scared that I think I should have contacted my PO. My mistake on that. I should have contacted my PO.
Okay. So, did you have any employment while you're out, sir?
I was, I made my appointment for Native Health, and I was keeping on top of that, and also I was keeping top of the Native Connection, trying to get to, sober, a rehab, not a halfway house, but a rehab.
So you didn't have a job, though?
I was middle of process trying to get me a job.
Okay, you were looking, but you didn't have one yet, but...
No, I didn't.
Okay, and your rehab, is that for alcohol or drugs?
That's for alcohol, for alcohol. I was trying to get myself into, what do you call it, patina?
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get into that, and that's like for drug, for alcohol.
Okay. That says that you were assigned a task and you had one UA that you dropped, but it was positive for alcohol. So that was your main nemesis while you were out. So why did you get yourself so drunk that you passed out and the Mason Police Department found you?
Because I was because I knew I messed up. I knew I was messed up, and I was angry. I was upset, and I was, you know, I fucked up. I mean, excuse my language, but I messed up, and you know. So it's just like I got drunk. I just
okay. So that's your problem, though. You need to get some inpatient type of treatment so that you can sober up and not have that problem.
Yes.
Okay.
If I have to take antabuse, I'll take antabuse.
Okay. Have you tried any of the AA programming inside of DOC while you've been in?
Right now I am in, yeah, I have. I was over in, I was over in, East Unit. I was there. I did some AA treatment, AA meetings and stuff, but since I'm in detention here at Red Rock, I haven't gone to no AA meetings here.
Well, I don't know whether they have it when they're in detention. I don't know if they have any kind of program that is voluntary. But a lot of people shy away from AA when they've been around the thought of going in and having to tell other people that they've messed up and everything. But those 12-step programs can be very beneficial. It sounds like you are willing to admit you have a problem, and that's the first step. Until somebody accepts the fact that they have a problem, they're never going to get any treatment that doesn't mean good. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, no questions from my fellow board members. Yes, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else that you think the board should know before we do make a decision. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yes, I would like to say that I did have an alcohol problem. Yes, I did. I was trying to change. But with the halfway house, the people there, and there was a staff member there that was working there, she wasn't really being really, she kind of threatened too a little in the halfway house there, telling us that, the whole resident that, the honest truth that one of the staff members there that was, very, disrespectful, so I didn't threaten her or nothing, and I don't know where that came from. I got mad. Yeah, I did, but I didn't, threaten, nothing like that. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves and make a determination. We may think we're aggressing you, but we won't be. But we'll have to stand silent, just remain silent, and as soon as we make a determination, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's my discussion. Well, we're seeing that Mr. Cadman has accepted the fact that he has a problem and that he needs to get some treatment so that he can not be haunted by alcoholism anymore. That does also seem that he has an anger management issue based on his charges and everything, but that, the alcohol can cause that when you're using it, but also with the scoundrels and the fact that since he's been in, again, since he got reincarcerated, he had managed to get in trouble in his detention, I currently don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I want to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2019W0228, Mr. Cadman's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Cadman. I do think that he's been violating term conditions of supervision, had lapse or not lapse in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Canales. All right, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You are scheduled to be released according to our paperwork on July 28th of 2019. That's about 4 months away. I know you're currently in detention, so we may not be able to do any of it, but if you can, you know, if you get out of detention, I would suggest that you try to really double down on the AA meetings and do as much of that as you can before you get out, but also make yourself a plan if there's a, if you want to get into that particular place for your alcohol treatment. Get your CO3 and see if you can make contact with them and get accepted so that when you get out, you can go right there and you don't have to live on the street, you don't have to deal with the alcoholism and you go right into treatment. Okay, sir, we need to get back to you.
Can I say one thing?
What's that, sir?
Yeah, pretty much, I already made a decision for myself that when I get released from this whole thing, I'm really going to have to put myself into a hardcore treatment center. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And that's very commendable that you've made that decision, because the biggest key to breaking the, whether it be alcoholism or drug addictions, whatever, the biggest key to it is you. You know, you're the only one that can do it. And a lot of people, they, you know, they ask for help, but they expect everybody else to do the work, and you're the one who has to do the work. They're the people who are there to guide you. And there are a lot of people out there that would be, you know, more than happy to help get you out of the cycle you're in. And we as a board, I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure the rest of the board feels the same way. We would just soon not see you back in here. I don't know. I can't see you on the phone, so I can't tell you that you don't look good in orange, but I have a feeling you don't like the look. And we wish you the best of luck. Stick with your, you know, I've the old saying goes, I'm old bad, so we used to say stick by your guns. In other words, stand up for yourself and take those actions that you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, I will never come back to this place ever again. When I get released, I am never coming back to this place ever again.
Okay, I hope not, sir.
No, it's not
that we don't like you, but that's not a good place for anybody. All right, sir, this is what we're hearing, and if you would put the CO3 back on the phone, please.
All right.